Orthodoxy and the Religion of the Future by Father Seraphim Rose. Part 11. Epilogue to the 5th edition. Further developments in the formation of the Religion of the Future by Hieromonk Damazine. Section 1. The New Age Movement. One reader of Orthodoxy and the Religion of the Future has aptly observed, "Some years ago, when I read this book, it seemed very far out to me. I thought, these are just fringe movements Father Seraphim is describing. This kind of thing can't really be taking over the world. Now, however, I see otherwise. All that Father Seraphim was saying is true." End quote. Any thoughtful observer of the world today can see that the formation of a, quote, new spirituality has progressed precisely along the lines which Father Seraphim described. When Orthodoxy and the Religion of the Future was first published in 1975, the form of neo-paganism in Western society was only beginning to be delineated. Today, it has taken on a more definite shape, being seen most clearly in what has come to be known as, quote, New Age spirituality. In 1975, the term New Age, though indeed familiar in Masonic, esoteric, and countercultural groups, was not common parlance. Now, it is a banner term for a whole worldwide movement and a multi-billion dollar business. Unlike most formal religions, the New Age movement has no central organization, membership, geographic center, dogma, or creed. Rather, it is a loose network of people who share similar ideas and practices, and who align themselves with the worldview of the, quote, new religious consciousness. Because the New Age movement has no single set of beliefs, it is difficult to offer a blanket definition of it. New Agers can hold to any number of neo-pagan beliefs, from pantheism, panentheism, monism, reincarnation and karma, to a belief in a world soul and in Mother Earth, Gaia, as a goddess or living entity. Various psychotechnologies, aka guided imagery, possibility thinking, hypnosis, dream work, past life regression, yoga, tantra, and hallucinogenic drugs, divination, as in tarot or astrology, and spiritistic practices, now usually referred to as, quote, channeling, are undertaken in order to raise practitioners to new levels of consciousness to develop new, quote, mind-body-spirit potentials to effect, quote, inner healing or to attain psychic powers. Chiliastic at its core, the New Age movement is commonly associated with what popular author Joseph Campbell has called a, quote, new planetary mythology. A mythology which maintains that man is not fallen, that he is ultimately perfectible through the process of, quote, evolution, and that through leaps of consciousness, he can realize that he is God, and thus actualize the kingdom of God on earth. According to New Age thinking, since man and everything else is God, only one reality exists, and therefore all religions are only different paths to that reality. There is no one correct path, for all paths reach the divine. New Agers anticipate that a new universal religion which contains elements of all current faiths will evolve and become generally accepted worldwide. Section 2. The Revival of Paganism. As the New Age, religion of the future, takes shape, we see in our Western post-Christian society the continued rise of neo-paganism in every possible form. Eastern religions that Father Seraphim wrote about, especially Hinduism and Buddhism, continue to gain followers, receiving endorsements from high-profile celebrities, and being publicized through television talk shows, news magazines, and other media outlets. Yoga, Ayurvedic medicine, and other such Hindu practices have now been accepted into mainstream society. New Age self-help gurus such as Deepak Chopra, formerly a spokesman for the TM movement, promote them exclusively as a means toward mind-body health. However, as Father Seraphim observed, and as every true Hindu knows, these practices cannot be divorced from their religious context, for they were devised precisely in order to dispose the practitioner toward Hindu religious attitudes and experiences. This fact is now playing itself out in the Western yoga community, which, having arisen largely out of a quest for, quote, mind-body health, is steadily introducing the ritual worship of Hindu deities together with a study of the Hindu Vedas and Jyotish astrology. Tibetan Buddhism has also seen a considerable gain in popularity among Westerners. It is now much more visible than Zen, which was the leading form of Buddhism among Westerners during Father Seraphim's time. Combining Buddhism with the form of shamanism indigenous to Tibet, the Bon religion, Tibetan Buddhism contains more overtly occult elements than does Zen, including temporary spirit possession by Tibetan deities. As Eastern religions continue to grow in the West, we see today an equal, if not greater, interest in Western forms of paganism. Witchcraft, druidical magic, Gnosticism, and Native American shamanism have gained enormous popularity among Westerners who find them closer to their own roots than Eastern religions. Kabbalah, the Jewish system of occultism developed after the time of Christ, has also attracted widespread interest. Its adherents now include many celebrities from the movie and rock music industries. While many people merely dabble in the various forms of paganism that are readily available in today's spiritual supermarket, a growing number have entered deeply into their practice, thus taking part in the pagan, quote, initiation experience that Father Seraphim said would characterize the religion of the future. Section 3. The Rise of Witchcraft. In the youth culture of America and England, witchcraft has become an extremely popular theme. The phenomenal success of the Harry Potter books, with over 250 million copies sold around the world since 1997, and over half the children in the US having read at least one of the books, has been a catalyst in this trend. Under the cloak of innocent fantasy, these books introduce the young to real occult practices and real figures in the history of witchcraft. The seven projected books in the series trace Harry Potter's seven-year training in witchcraft, the curriculum of which resembles closely the seven-year program of the Ordo Anno Mundi, an occult group based in London. While author J.K. Rowling disavows any personal involvement in the occult, she admits to having done much research into witchcraft in order to make her books more realistic, and acknowledges that more than one-third of her books are based on actual occult practices. Intentionally or not, her books, together with the movies and franchise based on them, are a portal into the occult for those wishing to take the next step. The Harry Potter phenomenon represents only one of many vehicles by which witchcraft is being popularized in the youth culture. Movies, for example, The Craft, Practical Magic, and television shows, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Charmed, targets young audiences with the allure of how powerful and hip one can be through occult practices, and a plethora of books, The Real Witch's Handbook, Teen Witch, and websites offer detailed instruction and guidance in how one can become a witch. The youth are taking the bait. Since the release of The Craft in 1996, there has been a dramatic rise in the number of young people contacting neo-pagan groups and websites such as Covenant of the Goddess, COG.com, and Witch's Voice, WitchVox.com. The Witch's Voice website, which claims to be the, quote, busiest religious website in the world, has had over 100 million hits since its inception in 1996. According to a survey conducted in 1999, 60% of the respondents have been under 30, and 62% have been female. In acknowledgement of this trend, the youth magazine Spin has ranked witchcraft as the top interest among teenage girls in America. The same phenomenon is occurring in England as it is in America. In 2001, the Pagan Federation of England appointed its first youth officer to deal with the increased number of queries from young people. The Federation's media officer, Andy Norfolk, attributed the youth's increasing interest in witchcraft to the Harry Potter books and to the other books, articles, and television shows that make witchcraft look attractive. He further stated that, after every article on witchcraft or paganism appears, we have a huge surge of calls, mostly from young girls. A survey in the year 2000 of secondary school children in England found that over half were, quote, interested in the occult, and over a quarter were very interested. Today in America, the most popular form of witchcraft is Wicca. Its founder, British occultist Gerald Gardner, 1884 to 1964, was a personal friend of the notorious Satanist Aleister Crowley, a member of Crowley's Ordo Templi Orientalis, and a member of the Fellowship of Crotona, a co-Masonic organization. In the Fellowship of Crotona, Gardner was supposedly initiated into a coven of witches who claimed to belong to a lineage going back hundreds of years, and who worshipped the, quote, goddess and the, quote, horned god. In 1951, the law against witchcraft was repealed in England, and shortly thereafter, Gardner began to publicly promote witchcraft under the old British name Wicca. Gardnerian Wicca combined the practices and ideas of his coven together with those of the Ordo Templi Orientalis, Eastern philosophy, and Freemasonry. Today, having been impacted by various spiritual and cultural trends, Wicca has become an amalgam of medieval witchcraft, feminism, goddess worship, pantheism, deep ecology, and worship of the earth. In terms of percentage, Wicca is the fastest growing religion in the United States and Canada. Numbers of adherents went from 8,000 in 1990 to 134,000 in 2001. With adherents being inducted from among the old and young alike, it is estimated that the number of Wiccans in the United States and Canada is doubling every 30 months. According to the polls taken by the Covenant of the Goddess, the total number of self-styled pagans in the United States, including witches, is now nearing 1.5 million. Tragically, the phenomenal increase in the number of witches coincides with a decrease in the number of Christians in America. A poll conducted in 2001 found that, during the previous 11 years, the number of Christians in the U.S. had been decreasing by 2 million every year. Wicca is one of the varied expressions of New Age spirituality. As Wiccan author Carol LeMasters explains, the impact of New Age spirituality on the goddess community has also been incalculable. Emerging approximately at the same time, the two movements have now become so intertwined as to appear indistinguishable. This concludes the reading of Part 11 of Orthodoxy and the Religion of the Future by Father Seraphim Rose. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe, and check out my social media in the description. Thank you, and God bless.